So you're talking about the graduate students?
Mm-hmm. Talk about students. The fact Mary had a little lamb. The other girl got
Okay. Mm-hmm. When did you start coaching? The high school? Did you get the high school?
I did that the high school. I taught Monday from 4:30. I thought it was really good. Ready for the worst that time? Tell me why you like basketball.
Oh boy. Dad. Yeah, okay. Basketball has been a sport that I've played for since I grew up, and I just enjoyed the athletics and the getting in shape. And basketball? Yeah. Is that what we're talking
about?
Talk about
basketball, soccer, love life, so far.
My love life is just about the bottom of the barrel. I didn't come to UAS for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay, what about playing basketball?
Basketball. I came here to play basketball because I had a desire that I had to fill, and that was one of them. And it was the last couple of years. I wasn't eligible for 4 years, and I knew that. And so I came to UAS because I thought I could make the team up here, and that was a good assessment, and I did.
And you were on for 3 years, didn't you?
I managed for 1 year, and that was an experience. No, a friend. Friend, that was.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to be asking why did you come here? I know we all have a variety of reasons for selecting the college entry, but if you think back on it, what are the primary reason or reasons that you selected UAS?
Well, the primary reason I selected UAS would be its accessibility. It was near home. I went to a couple other schools before I came back. I've been here, this is my third time that I've been to UAS, and I came here right now to finish my degree, and just mostly because it was right in Alaska, and it was a big enough school where I could finish what I wanted to do and also maintain other activities.
If you were to think about this, you were particularly since you've been to, I'm going to ask you what the strengths are, but what is the strength of UAS to you, particularly since you've been to another school, to which other schools would be able to compare it? So, with that in mind, what are some of the real strengths of UAS?
I would consider the strength of UAS being the size. It's not a huge school, but it's small enough where the classrooms aren't overwhelming. You can participate in classroom discussion, you can interact with your instructors, you can get to know your instructors a lot better than when you have a class of 300 people. And that's what I enjoy. I get more out of the individual classroom instruction here.
Something I've been hearing over and over, and that's, and I'll be asking, what is it? Do you think you've got a quality education? Because it's embracing, like you said, do you think you've got a quality education that's competitive with school, other schools, and other parts of the country?
The kind of education at UAS is something a person really has to strive for individually, and the education that I've gone for in Scarsdale, I do believe is a quality education because I've been allowed the freedom to choose the topics that I wanted to study under. And other classes, the general requirements, you get to choose those too. And the education, I think it's competitive. I've had a lot of classes at the other schools, and the learning rate for myself is similar.
If you would be talking to
me. I could speak up too. Okay.
Try that again. Okay, you ready? If you would be talking to one of your friends, I can tell you that it's kind of like that. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
If you would be talking to some friends out there, younger brothers or sisters, and would you recommend UAS to them? And if you would recommend them, what are the one or two primary reasons you would recommend UAS to someone else?
I would recommend UAS to a friend in Palmer. Is where I'm from. I would recommend the school because to get an education in Alaska, and if you're going to stay in Alaska, I think it's a good idea to have the Alaskan school behind you. I would recommend it also for at least the first year to be near home. I think it's really important. And the education, I'm enjoying what I'm doing up here, and I think I've made the right choice for myself.
Now, if you look over the school, we talked about some of the strengths. There's some areas that we all think of it as, whether we consider it one of the primary strengths or not. But come on, if I were asked you, Jennifer, what is the best part of your life? What would you identify as the best aspect of the of your experience? What is the best part?
Well, to put things in scope of the best and worst, is that the best part of UAS for me would be the teacher accessibility. That's important to me. You can voice your concerns and get things changed. If you have an individual type of problem or concern, you can focus it and you can get help with it. So it's not a school where they go by the rules totally. So they're willing to bend a little bit for the individual.
Go ahead and tell it, Tom. We'll take this a second. This is take two. Ted, I know that we all have rivalries in school, but why did you pick UAS as the school you're going to move to?
Well, I
think
I chose UAS after coming back from the States, and I was looking for the school so I could complete the education I had started, and UAF offered that. And I've been going here for 2 years, and I'm going to be graduating this year, and I was able to do it in a smaller amount of time than going to another school. They took my credits and offered me a program to complete my education in.
If you were looking to Total Campus, if you were the same as you meant, what are the areas that you think are the your strongest points, whether they're academic, whether they're social, whether they're beauty? What are the strengths of this university?
Well, the strength of the university would be in the class size. The class size for me is very acceptable. It's a smaller size. I think the largest class I've had is a class probably of 20 students. And I'm able to see an instructor after the class time and get extra information. I'm able to interact with the instructor. And they make themselves more accessible to the students, and that is one of the reasons.
That's the reason. Based on that, I guess the education seems like the least effort. Do you feel that you got a quality education here, and how do you feel that? You feel you got a quality education. What quality of education do you feel you got here?
UAF has provided a quality of education that I can go out into the community and start doing my own art, and I do believe that the education background I have from UAF is going to make me competitive in the field of art. And I'm excited about getting out and doing the things with my education in the business field and the art field. And UAF has given me the background and the desire and the confidence that I can go out and achieve the goals that I have in mind for myself. Also included in that would be to go into a higher education. I'm looking forward to getting a master's and things like that. And with this degree, I can go on and do those things. I think mostly the confidence in myself that UAF has given me, I can go on. And I probably will go on and achieve the goals that I want to. So I'm pretty convinced that UAF has offered me the background that I need.
You were talking to a friend, and somebody asked you to recommend the campus. And they said, tell me why I go there. What are the one or two reasons you would say the primary reason for coming to UAF to down?
Primary reasons for coming to UAF could... UAF has a diversity of students here and of age, and I think if a person came to the campus here, they would be able to experience a lot of different kinds of individuals, and they would, age-wise and background-wise, everybody's a little bit different, and UAF offers that a little bit more than other schools who are more after just a certain age group. The people involved in the programs up here are from other places, and they bring their ideas. And I think UAF is located in a position where people around Alaska or from the lower 48 can have a central location where they can explore other parts of the state also.
So that's a good point. I mean, you can explore other parts of the state. So if you were Final question. After we talked about all these different areas, what is the best single best, one of the two best aspects of total campus?
I consider the best part of UAS to be, besides the interaction with the students and the instructors, besides the community here. UAS is located in a community that's accessible, and the size of the student body is small enough and large enough to, boy, this is a hard question.
You're off to some good points, because you mentioned the community is something I haven't thought of, so maybe if we want to ask you some questions. Just ask you, just a couple of questions I'll ask you again. I'm thinking of the benefits of the community. So what are the best parts of UAS to you and the community?
Okay, the best part of UAS is its nearness to the community. The community has a lot of things to offer for the students. They have community activities along with the school activities. It's close to the downtown area, yet it's not a part of the downtown area. It's secluded by itself on a hill. And blackout. Tommy, Uncle Les? Nope.
You get flushed every now and then, but...
I think that if you blushed, I would have seen it by now.
Yeah, do you tell your
story? Among other people who are rather loud. We have a rather loud stuff back here, I would say.
Please tell me,
but we win, okay? Beg your pardon? How's that for popping my peas? Oh. I hit a hit.
They said you make a few hits.
I get on base whether I hit it or not. Okay.
What do you do? Walk along?
I run fast. I run hard. I'm clean of the bunnies.
On that note, Tom, do we have a voice level on us?
Okay.
What position do you play?
I play first base.
Are you the best first base person on the team?
This is true. Mm-hmm. Absolutely the best. I'm a horrible outfielder, too.
If you could tell me what you think of your coach in 1,000 words or less, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, God, no words. I'm sorry.
He said something about cute and cuddly.
No. I think you had that all wrong. He buys beer. Okay.
So the question I'm going to be asking you is...
Is this close enough? I mean, is this a good distance? Okay.
This is question one. Question I know there's a variety of reasons why people come to campus, but I'm interested in... What are the primary reasons
for
you came to UAS?
Initially, I was raised in the military, and Fairbanks was the last place that my dad was stationed. And they retired up here, and Fairbanks, I've been here 5 years, and it's the closest place to a home that I've ever had. And I felt really at home, and I looked at other schools in the lower 48, in fact, all over the lower 48, and I decided that for the first 4 years, I planned to go on after that, but for the first 4 years, I'd rather be in some place that I felt at home.
You'd rather go here than teaching here in the United
States. Yes, yes.
When you look at the campus, every campus has its strengths and its weaknesses, but see, what are the strengths of the University of
Pennsylvania? What are the strengths? Well, as I'm sure you've heard from other people, I think that its major strength is the size. I'm majoring in journalism. And going to the University of Alaska gives me a real hands-on experience. I'm able to do a lot of practical work besides book work.
Okay. So if you feel it's a good, sounds like the easiest type of education to get into, how would you rate the quality of the education you're getting here compared to popular schools?
Well, due to the ratio of students For instructor, I think that the quality of education here is top rate. I've heard a lot of people from Fairbanks talk about the school as if it would just be local school, and you know, you need to go to Oregon or Washington or some other big school. But I think that that's just because that they were brought up here. But I think that it's a top rate school. I'm very pleased with the quality of education here.
Well, some of you are still one of the military things.
Moving back. Right there.
How's that, Thomas?
If you were to, okay, with Kenny and Christian 1, if you were to run into Major Jones' kids who played with you in the military, and they said, well, I'm wondering why I should go to school and you're going to UAS, would you recommend it to me? Why would you recommend it to me? What primary reason, what one or two reasons would you recommend this to someone else? They knew nothing about it, and you would, they would ask me for your advice.
Okay, some of the reasons that I'd recommend UAS. One of the things that I really like about it is its relationship with the community. UAS is very involved with the community of Fairbanks and its history and the ethnic diversity of Fairbanks. And it provides for a really unique experience in your education. You learn much more than you could ever learn in just a classroom.
Very good reason. Now, if you're looking at this, we talked about the strength of the university. But to you, what is your favorite part or the best part of your, what is the best thing that you can think of in this, of this country?
The best thing that I can... I can get into the pub and... the best thing that I can think of, as I said, is its relationship with the community. Fairbanks has such a deeply rooted past and history, and they try to stay in touch with it, and UAS shares a lot with Fairbanks in its past, and I think that they try and stay in touch with its roots, and it provides for a really unique experience. That's my favorite.
Let's cut right here for a second time, then we'll do it a second.
This is Christian 2. Okay, Christian, I know that you've been here relatively been a while since you're a newcomer to the community, having lived here 5 years, but why did you come to the University of Fairbanks?
I was raised in the military, and I've lived in Fairbanks for 5 years. And that's the longest I've ever lived in any other place. And although I looked around at a lot of schools in the lower 48, Fairbanks came closest to being my home, and I really wanted to go to the first 4 years of school at home. And Fairbanks fit that description.
When you look at the campus, and I'm talking about all areas of the campus, what do you consider some of the real strengths of the campus, whether it be social, academic, students, other people? What are some of what is two or three of the primary strengths of this campus that you see?
Can't you think of something different?
Well, tell you something if you don't.
The size of the University of Alaska campus provides for a lot of interaction between students and faculty and staff members. I think the size provides for a lot of practical, hands-on experience in your education. I think the size is probably the most important factor.
That's something many people believe with you. When you compare your education to other areas, do you think you're getting a first-grade education that you compare to the graduates of other schools? And why do you think that is? Why do you think the education getting here is comparable to that of another school and one that makes you competitive with graduates of other schools?
Well, the quality of education is one of the main reasons that I also chose the University of Alaska. Being a journalism major, it's very important to me. It's such a competitive field to get hands-on experience. And the size of the campus, as well as the community, provides a good arena to get that kind of practical experience.
Absolutely. And if you were run into somebody who you, I don't know, maybe a family station in Germany, somebody lived next door to you in Germany, most people, most military, at one time or another, and you ran into somebody who you'd known in third grade, and said, I'm thinking about college. Would you recommend to you, ask me, what are the one or two reasons why you'd recommend you ask a friend of yours?
Even for somebody that grew up in Fairbanks, I would recommend UAS because it provides for a really unique learning experience. I don't think it really matters where the school is located, and there are certainly a lot of worldly experiences that you can get out there, but just because it's close to home doesn't mean that it's a lower rate of education. I'd recommend it to just about anybody.
Okay. And finally, if you were looking at the total community, everything that you are, what are some of the best aspects of the community itself?
I like the erotic turtles. The size of the campus community is a very important factor. There's a diverse
You mentioned earlier that you thought one of the best aspects was the close interaction between the university and the community and Fairbanks itself. Why do you think that is a strength or a good part of UAF?
The relationship between UAF and the Fairbanks community is a really unique one, because UAF has been here such a long time. It was here when Fairbanks really began. And its history is very deeply rooted. And I think that they try and stay in touch with that, and it provides for a very unique learning experience. The interaction between the community and the school is very important.
Can we just talk while you get? So, if you're looking for something here, is that something possible, or just?
Well, right now, if I stay here, I think what I do, I've got a job I'm working down at the Oakland Tag down at the corner. I'm gonna stay there for first semester. I've got my degree. I wanna take it easy for a while. I wanna relax. I'll just stay down there and work for a while. Then I'm gonna come back to school, and if I do stay here, I'm gonna get certified to teach in Alaska. And I know that may not be the smartest move for me, because I've got something assured in Kansas, but I don't know, I'm willing to take a chance. I like it out here. I want to stay.
Yeah, in Kansas, didn't Al originally work at Kansas Western and Nebraska Western?
I think he was somewhere in Nebraska. I think so. Because he's a Swede.
Alright, you're started. This is Todd 1. What I do is we'll probably go through the questions twice.
Okay. That's fine.
Todd, I know you came on the basketball scholarship, but other than the fact that you had that opportunity, why did you select UAF as a school district?
Actually, I came out on a basketball scholarship. I can go into a lot about that, because when George came out to recruit me, the first time he approached me and he said, "You're on from the University of Alaska Fairbanks," I practically laughed in his face. I said, "You're from where?" But he had a lot of good things to say. He told me about the school. And after a while, it started to sound really good. Just the remoteness of it, the isolation. Because I had lived in California, and I had seen that extreme. I had seen that extreme. I had lived it. I had done a lot of things, and I was getting tired of all the people. I was getting tired of the traffic. Getting tired of the smog. And it seemed like an option, another place to come. I could come here. It was remote. I could get away from all that. I'd be fairly isolated. I didn't know anything about it. So when I came out here, it was completely cold. I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I think that's what attracted. That even attracted me more than basketball scholarship, because I had a couple other scholarship offers. I could have stayed home and played at a school around home, but I came out here just because I think it was just somewhat of a challenge. And everybody was. Of course, I said, you know, I signed with the University of Alaska Fairbanks, everybody was shocked. But it was a challenge, it was something to do, something different. And it is something different, it's unique. It
sounds like you were traumatized a little bit, just in my earlier conversation. Looking at the university itself, what do you think are some of the distinctions or the strengths of the University of Alaska Fairbanks? What do you think are some of our high points?
Well, I don't think it's really anything visible on campus. Anything the strongest point on campus that I've found, so I've been here for 3 years, is the people. Definitely, there's an attitude. There's a completely different, unique attitude of the people up here. It's not the same. And attitude, I think I'd be referring to, I'm not sure, I think it's more of an individualistic type attitude. Because there's a lot of different types of people here. And I think that's a strong point, because it offers people, because a lot of the people that I know are into individualistic type things, and you want to be yourself and do your thing, and you can do that and come up here. If you come up here, you can be yourself, you can do your own thing, and you're not going to get odd looks from anybody, because I think everybody's just about seen it all up here. There's that many types of different people.
I'm going to throw in a question. You triggered the question that I'm going to throw in. It wasn't one we rehearsed, but we talked about it. When you say that one of the strengths is the diversity of the people, how is the diversity of people a strength? How do you see that as a...
Well, that's a good question, because I think that's one of the things that's helped me the most. I came up here, I've been to school here for 3 years, I got my degree, and I've done my work in a classroom, and I've learned and everything like that, but other than that, I think, and I honestly firmly believe this, that I've learned a lot more out of the classroom here, and that's because of the diversity of the people. It's allowed me to grow and see different types of people and try to understand what they're all about. I think that's why it's a strength.
I agree. It sounds like you've got several kinds of education, inside the classroom and outside the classroom. Your total education has gotten to UAF. How do you, comparing that to other schools you may have attended or are acquainted with, how do you think our education stacks up compared to an education in another school, say California?
I think it stacks up really well, and it's also different for me, because I'm speaking of the English department here, and I think everybody knows that the English department is a pretty small, compact unit here. There's not very many English majors at the university here. I think it's growing, but presently it's not that big. And my education, but referring to that, my education in the classroom, I think it's been great, because I came up here with the idea that, well, I'm going to Fairbanks, Alaska, an isolated place, where they're not open to new ideas and new things that are happening. It's got to be a really closed-minded type place. But I found just the opposite when I got in the English department. The professors are very open-minded, very sympathetic to the student needs, and they're basically just, it's just that kind of attitude that pervades throughout the department. And I've seen that all over the university. But in the classroom, that's the type of education I think I've gotten.
You see that your English department is an interesting. That's really a strong department. I'm not a centric individual.
Yes.
But collectively, they do a good job of teaching over there. If you were to go back home for a week, well, too much for a week, it's too far, but if you were to talk to your friends back in Orange County, or younger brothers or sisters or twins, yes, well, you've been to Fairbanks, I've seen them up there. Would you recommend it? What are the one or two reasons you would recommend it to somebody from outside?
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't recommend it to just anybody. I wouldn't recommend coming up here to just anybody. I would recommend it to somebody that I knew well, and somebody that I knew wanted something different, a unique challenge. It is, because it is a unique challenge to come up here. It's quite a shock when you come up here from the lower 48 if you're going to stay. Especially from somewhere, if I was telling my friends from California. So I wouldn't tell just anybody, but if I was going to tell them, I would say, and this is a good question too, because I just wrote a letter the other day. I'm trying to convince one of my friends to come up. And I told him, and I was telling him the reasons that I'm staying, and the reason I would tell him to come up is just because this is such a, it's a unique place, because it's constantly changing, and it's growing, and that's exciting to me, just to watch the changes, and how the people are changing and growing. And it's, I think, I use the perfect, I think the good word I use to describe it is dynamic. I honestly think Fairbanks is pretty dynamic. The whole community and the university.
Good description. And I'm going to go back to the final question we talked about. When you think of UAF and military vaccine, let's combine the two based on what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best, for you personally, what is the best part of coming to Fairbanks and coming to the university? As you mentioned, it was a bit of a cultural shock coming up from Southern California up here. There's a lot of differences.
I think,
some good, some bad. What's the best one?
Yeah, I think the best thing was just the fact that I was able to grow and have a realization that there are so many different types of people. That people think that California is such a diverse place, and it isn't, I don't think, not compared to up here. Because up here, it seems that everybody's up here for a particular reason. And most of the reason, and whether it be to work or do this or do that or just be themselves. And I think that that's the thing that I found the most. I don't know if we're making a connection here. I'm pretty lost.
No, that's fine. I might go back and I want to ask you the question about recommending support, because you were hitting some really good ideas.
Mm-hmm.